Health and Healing. Selections from the Manuscripts. 1. God's blessing will rest upon every effort made to awaken an interest in health reform, for it is needed everywhere. There must be a revival on this subject, for God purposes to accomplish much through this agency. MS-6A-1890. 2. The Holy Spirit never has, and never will in the future, divorce the medical missionary work from the gospel ministry. They cannot be divorced. Bound up with Jesus Christ, the ministry of the Word and the healing of the sick are one. Series B, number 7, page 64. 3. Seventh-day Adventists are to be represented to the world by the advanced principles of health reform which God has given us. In the work of the gospel, the Lord uses different instrumentalities, and nothing is to be allowed to separate these instrumentalities. 4. If we would elevate the moral standard in any country where we may be called to go, we must begin by correcting their physical habits. Virtue of character depends upon the right action of the powers of the mind and body. Counsels on Health, 505. 5. Christ gave a perfect representation of true godliness by combining the work of a physician and a minister, ministering to the needs of both body and soul, healing physical disease, and then speaking words that brought peace to the troubled heart. Counsels on Health, 528. An effective instrument. 6. When connected with other lines of gospel effort, medical missionary work is a most effective instrument by which the ground is prepared for the sowing of the seeds of truth, and the instrument also by which the harvest is reaped. Medical missionary work is the helping hand of the gospel ministry. So far as possible, it would be well for evangelical workers to learn how to minister to the necessities of the body as well as the soul. For in doing this, they are following the example of Christ. Intemperance has well nigh filled the world with disease, and the ministers of the gospel cannot spend all their time and strength in ministering to the physical needs of the people. The Lord has ordained that Christian physicians and nurses shall labor in connection with those who preach the word. The medical missionary work is to be bound up with the gospel ministry. Section 6. No Compromise. 7. To those who engage in the medical missionary work, the temptation will come to exalt themselves, to put on an appearance for the sake of effect. Cut away everything of this character from your work. Let the whole burden of soul be to be just what Christ was in His work. We are to make no compromise with the habits and practices of the world. We are to stand upon the platform of eternal truth, pure, unadulterated truth. In this, we may be considered singular, but this is the lot of all who make Christ their portion. Every worker in medical missionary lines is to make that work a success by living in connection with the great worker.